24 months brings an end. State rules and regulations require that each employee sign an affidavit that they have read the transportation services. And you want each employee...
Be he or she, I mean, it's a singular plural thing.
Each employee sign. Require that, but each employee, okay. Require that each employee signs. Does that do it then, to put the...
Yeah, each employee signs an affidavit that he, she is whatever. Or that...
Yeah, we have they, okay.
Yeah.
And then get rid of... Good, thank you. Okay. Part, 709D, I beg your pardon, and we've got part of his or her rather than their job, same change, 803. It's, there's several here that are changing the his or her to their and him or her to them. And then getting rid of a comma, adding a period. Now, 901. Let me read that. The pay periods, the commission employees are paid on a bi-weekly pay cycle. It is critical to notify that personnel, that the, I'm sorry, I can't read today. It is critical to notify the personnel officer of any change of address. Deductions for employees paid every 2 weeks are done in 2 equal amounts each month. For these bi-weekly paid employees, there are 2 pay cycles during the year when there are no deductions except for federal and state withholding taxes, social security, credit union, and retirement contributions. Question is, does this really mean except for? Does it mean, in other words, that there are other items withheld during all other times? Yes, it does. Donations, if you have a payroll deduction for donations, if you have, where you keep funds out that will be for medical expenses, what's the terminology?
Flex spending.
Flex spending, thank you. Things like that.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it does.
Okay.
Okay, so we're good on that one.
Yep.
9.05 is... Talking about the the retirement plan. And it says that employees contribute 4.33% of their salary. When the contribution reaches $864 for the year, then the contribution rate increases to 4.8%. The state matches the contribution at 156%. Question is it really a match of 156%? And yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Good benefits as a state employee, and that's one.
Hey, okay. Found that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Become a state employee, Barb?
9.08D1. Oh, this is a changing their to his and her thing again. Okay. We're almost done. 9.8G1, before however, there's a comma. Okay, we're changing a comma and a word, a phraseology, not a, just a correct grammar. 1101 is again a changing their to his or her. And then paragraph B of appendix A, which appendix A is the portion of the federal regulations, 34 CFR Part 361, that govern the rehab services program in terms of protection, use, and release of personal information. The note says, paragraph A, Paragraph B talks about personal information. Would that impact on the commission board's requests for reports from the executive director concerning personnel matters which reach her, his level? And the, what it says, let's see, do it, should I read? Let's see, is that capital B? Explanation of the principal. Okay, it's under small number three. All applicants or their representatives are informed about state unit's need to collect personal information and the policies governing its use, including A, identification of the authority under which information is collected, B, explanation of the principal purposes for which the state unit intends to use the information. I don't think that, I think you're talking about small B, state program use, all personal information in the possession of the state agency or the designated state unit must be used only for the purposes directly connected with the administration of the vocational rehabilitation program.
That is the one.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
No problem. Information containing identifiable personal information may not be shared with the advisory or other bodies that do not have official responsibility for administrative program. I believe that if we had a state rehab council that was an advisory board, that it would not be allowable to give that kind of information to that board. But you, as in charge of policy and overall, you know, overseeing of the commission, that you would have a right to request reports from me if it concerned any personal information about anybody, then I would need to tell you that, you know, we need to call for an executive session.
Yes.
So
that was the way I interpreted it also, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, mm-hmm. that we weren't, as we're developing our duties, that we weren't going over the
right.
I'm sorry,
federal
I was
edge.
Correcting my 2-year-old, but I didn't hear all of that. I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
Okay. Read it or
summarize it.
Okay. The way it's now is state program use. Well, this part we wouldn't change. I mean, this is federal law.
So I mean, we're not talking about changing anything. We're talking about
all personal information in the possession of the state agency or the designated state unit, that's the commission, must be used only for the purposes directly connected with the administration of the voc rehab program. Information
such as a state card or something like that. Is that what?
No, this is personal information.
Oh, personal information.
Right. And certainly, if there was some personnel issue, you know, that you all felt that I was not operating correctly, or, you know, however you want to say that, that the administration of the program was in fact impaired by some piece that you needed to discuss, then yes, we could, you know, you could ask for a report, and we would just make sure we were in closed session to give the report. Does that answer it then?
It does to me.
So we're all okay on that?
Well, I'm kind of. Can you give me an example of personal information? Like, maybe I'm just confused about it.
Well, I believe that it's saying that personal information, whether it's about a client or an employee, would not be given to an advisory board or to the state independent living council. that it would be held confidential.
Because those entities don't have to do with the administration of, and they don't have authority over any personnel of an agency.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That's the end of Barbara's comments and questions. Thank you for catching all those things.
Yes, and as far as that one on 005.01 about the disparaging whatever, I do not know for, I mean, I found that word. It's right after the, each employee, regardless of title, is expected to make a good faith effort to carry out this understanding and demonstrate appropriate behavior. And then it just goes into disparaging remarks, actions, or materials. I don't know why I thought that that was the beginning of any kind of a statement.
Oh,
I think I was...
Oh, I see.
I just... We can strike that as any kind of thing because I don't know why.
What section was that in?
It's 005.01.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Done.
Don't know what I was thinking, but that thought is over.
Okay, good. I'll mark that.
So does anybody have any further testimony or questions on Rule Chapter 4? If not, we will adjourn the public hearing, and it's now 10 o'clock, and I would have to have a short break, and then we will start the Commission Board meeting, which according to the times that are on the agenda, would have us being about, if we have, if all the public comments and stuff were filled, there could be up to 50 minutes of that. The meeting would be about 4.5 hours in length. Otherwise, we can maybe shorten it some. But that's just letting you know that's where we're going, but I definitely need to have a break at the moment, so... Well...